Welcome to Blister 57 podcast with Blister 57 and Brad. Check out Blister 57's blog at blister57.com. Respect. Welcome to Blister 57 podcast with Blister 57 and Brad. Check out Blister 57's blog at blister57.com. Respect.
All right, welcome to episode 2 of the Blister 57 podcast. We have Bo, Bryce and Glenn on. How you going, guys?
Yeah, good.
All talk at once. Bo, how you going, mate?
I'm good.
Yeah. You haven't slept yet, mate?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Crazy.
All right. And we got Glenn on for the first time. And also we have Bryce on. And
Yep.
And first time ever on his podcast. Do you want to tell the people about what it is and what's it about?
It's basically... It doesn't really have anything, you know, to do with my blog. It's really just a podcast about technology. But, I just kind of like doing podcasts and that, so whenever I can, I'll be on it. But, it hasn't really got anything whatsoever to do with my blog or my YouTube channel. It's sort of just a different field type of thing. But, that's basically it.
Okay, cool. And, I'm not sure if we asked you this before or not, but where did the name come from originally?
It was actually random. When I started up my YouTube account, I think I signed up in about 2006 or 7, and it just got a random name, and just sort of stuck with that because I uploaded my first video on that.
Yep.
So I just sort of kept with it and just used that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool, man. And now, is this name copyright by any chance?
My name.
Yeah, this name on your blog, is it copyright?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about your blog now. If people can want to check out the blog, you can check it out. Bills57.com. And what does that sort of entail of your blog? What do you sort of put on there?
Just really anything. I mean, I try to have it that I know a lot of sites are sort of uptight about what they post on it, and they don't really post anything. Like, they don't post mods or anything, you know. Like, if you have, they don't teach you, like, for example, like with the PS2 emulator, people wouldn't post the BIOS on their site and whatever.
Yep.
And they wouldn't tell you how to do it, and they're all uptight about it. So I post tutorials on how to get it working and that. And, you know, like the Palm Pre stuff, and they wouldn't post that. And so it's kind of just a site where really, you know, I just post technology stuff without all the bullshit, basically.
Okay. All right.
Cool,
man. And what made you start up this podcast? Because I know you asked me first, and then I said yes, and then it took off from there. What made you get into the podcast scene?
When I was on the Tech Webcast, I actually enjoyed it a lot. So I thought, you know, I might as well, you know, start my own. I liked it a lot.
Yep.
It's actually, you wouldn't think so, but it's actually a lot different to a video. It's sort of just like you can speak about whatever you want type of thing.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. For sure. All right. And you're going to be on every week. And then are you going to be doing any preparation for this show, or do we need to do that?
I don't know at this moment.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, I suppose you just have to leave it to us, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll look after it.
Yeah. All right. Now, you went and bought a new Mac Pro just a few weeks ago. What's that like?
Yeah, it works really good. Haven't ran into any problems. Runs nice.
Cool.
Runs everything extremely fast. It's a huge upgrade.
Right.
It's a really good machine.
All right, good stuff. All right, and Glenn, what about you, mate? What's your blog address for people to check out?
I have two sites, actually, but flashpointgaming.com is my main one. Okay. And then I have gunsblog.net.
Okay, cool. Now, are you still doing your podcast, mate?
We had some issues with it, mainly because people weren't able to come on and stuff. But I don't know if we'll start it up again. I was going to post an episode up, but it was way too old, so maybe we'll start it up in the next couple of weeks.
All right, cool, mate. And what about you, Bo? What are you got any podcasts going, mate, or any radio stuff?
No radio. Actually, no, that's not true. I still do my Party 93.4 show,
yep,
as well as independent radio, which will be starting very soon.
Okay.
And looking at doing a podcast, video podcast with my housemate.
All right, cool. What would that be about?
Have no idea yet.
Okay.
Something that isn't yet covered.
Okay.
Which is going to be hard because lots of things are covered.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about the new iPhone app you got on your phone. What's that called?
It is called, if I go back to home, okay, it's I Am T-Pain.
Yep.
And what it allows you to do, it's by some rapper, I think.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Pretty sure I am. I actually said it was by Gangsta not that long ago. pretty much, you sing into it.
Yeah.
I've actually got a preview. I'll play it. This may contain coarse language. I haven't selected the right one, so we'll see how it goes. If it'll play.
All right.
I'm gonna.
Sitting here trying to install Windows 7. Nothing's happening. It's pretty fucking shit.
Yeah, that was just some, you gotta excuse that. That was me last night. But yeah, the application is fun.
Yep.
You plug it into your home hi-fi system and you can jam out on it.
Okay.
And you can embarrass yourself very easily. It's great.
All right, cool. And explain to people, I think Bryce would agree. I think we can explain how you got it and stuff. How did you get it?
There's a application. I'm not sure who the distributor is.
Yep.
But it's Installicious.
Okay.
And it allows you to install. Actually, it's by Haculo.us.
Okay, yep.
And it allows you to install pretty much full crack software. So someone's brought it, downloaded it to their computer, uploaded it. And they've got the people who do Haculous.us, I think that was right. Have a heap of, they've got a list of different categories where people can select what apps, sort of, you know, what apps were from the App Store. And I've got my TomTom Australia and my Navigo. Yet. And both cost like $100 and something.
And you got that for free?
Yep.
That's fucking mad. That's pretty good,
it
mate.
Is.
Now, can we get, how do we get to these things? How do we get it? How do we get it?
I would recommend going to their website.
Okay.
Which is hackulo.us.
Okay. All right. And it's on
and
the.
And that'll explain it.
Okay. And that's on the site. Do we download it from the site or do we need other stuff?
It will tell you to add an ATP.
Okay.
In your Cydia.
Okay.
Which will give you a list of apps.
Okay. Nice. Okay. So your phone must be jailbroken to do this.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. All right. Good stuff. Any other apps you've been using over the past week?
The TomTom app.
Yep.
Not too impressed.
Yep.
I don't know if it's because the iPhone itself being jailbroken.
Yep.
But the UPS, GPS. Why am I saying UPS? Tired. GPS isn't precise.
Okay.
There's like a small, it's off a bit. And I've had, it's very slow in like pinpointing the location as well, which is a pain.
Okay. All right.
But besides that, it's pretty cool. I've got to try Navigo, which I'll let you know. Next time. Actually, I've got an app called Voice Changer. I haven't tried that yet.
Oh, what's that like? Is that any good?
No idea.
Okay. All right, maybe next week we can speak about that.
I've got something.
That application, maybe. But, yeah, what about you, Glenn? You got any favourite iPhone apps, mate, that you like to give out?
Not that I can really think of. I don't actually own an iPhone,
oh,
so.
Oh, you don't? Oh, okay. I thought you did.
I might get one next year, so if I do get one next year, I will tell you guys some stuff.
All right, cool, man. What about an iPod Touch? Do you have an iPod Touch?
No, man, I have an iPod Nano.
Ah, okay, iPod Nano. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, cool. Is that the new one or the old one?
Actually, the third generation. Oh, I need to update it.
Yeah, I just got the newer one. It records video pretty well, actually.
Yeah, I saw some of your test videos. It did look pretty cool.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it records pretty good quality than the iPhone, I think. Same sort of average video quality.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so it's not bad. Now, are you going to be upgrading to the new Foxtel thing next month?
The Foxtel next generation?
Yeah.
Or the next generation of channels?
Yeah.
See, the thing is that, and I don't know if all IQ2 owners got this, but my parents' IQ2 updated to next generation a couple days ago.
Really?
It did get all the new channels, but it did get all the new features.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, that's one thing I want to speak about. Yeah, yeah. We didn't get the new channels, but we got the TV guide update.
Yeah.
And we got the, what else did we get? I think it was something, I can't remember what it was. Some other things. Oh, you can actually change the color of the program guide and...
Yeah, I was looking at that. The blue is really overpowering blue. The orange looks a lot better.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of depends on what sort of TV you got. Mine looks fine, but I suppose it's just each to their own, I suppose.
Really. Yeah, yes.
What sort of channel? What channels are you looking forward to watching when they come on?
There are a couple of new movie ones, which I'm interested in. Okay. And so let me just bring up the list here. I'll try to do that quickly so I don't waste time.
All right. Okay. All right. And what about you, Bo? What are your favorite channels?
When I did have Allstar,
yep.
I liked the MTV.
Yep.
With all their, hardcore crazy people.
Yep.
Who was that? That was Jackass and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, yep.
Movie channels, the sports channels were good. That Extreme Sports. I can't remember what that's called. It's been so long.
Fuel TV?
Yeah, that's the one, Fuel TV. What else? There's a heap of... The only issue I have is the repeat.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
A bit more channels will fix that.
Yep, for sure. But, yeah. How did you go there, Glenn? You get the channels up there, mate?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Discovery Terminal Max looks pretty cool.
Yep.
The new Showtime ones, though we don't get Showtime, we get the movie ones. Mm. So like the StarPix one will be pretty cool. I don't know what it's going to feature on it. Some of the other ones like Fox 8 HD will be pretty cool.
Mm.
And some of the other HD ones, Movie 1 HD will be pretty cool.
Cool.
And, some of the other stuff, there's like 13th Street, which is Murder Mysteries, I think.
Mm.
What I've read of it, and FMC, which looks pretty cool.
Yep.
And yeah, so that's pretty much what I'm interested in.
Cool, good stuff, yeah.
Oh, Triple One Hits too.
Oh yeah, yep. Yeah, have you tried out the new Foxtel download?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's good, that comes in handy. I've actually tried that myself, it works pretty well.
I will not.
What's that, Bo?
I would like it.
Yeah, you would.
I need Foxtel first.
What's that? Yeah, you need to get need to be a Foxtel member.
Yeah.
But there's no way you can save the shows on the computer, which sucks, which I wish there was.
So they're not actually physically downloaded?
Well, onto a program there is. That's about it.
Well, there'd be someone who'll make it possible to get that show out of the program. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Kills your usage, though.
What's that, mate?
Kills your usage.
Cool. Yeah, it does.
That's the downside. We need... ISPs like Internode to make that free data. I wish I had TPG, Internode. I have TPG.
Yeah.
Don't lie. Actually, I do like TPG.
Yeah.
Their IPTV Playboy channel.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Is that free or?
Yeah, at the moment it is.
All right. And you watch that a lot, do you?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, all right. Okay, Bryce, what about you, mate? Are you looking forward to the new Foxtel channels, mate?
Yeah, definitely. Looks really good. All right. So, actually, some of the channels I haven't actually heard of before, but looks like they're going to be a good bunch of channels, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, that's about it, really. I'm sort of running out of things to talk about. Next week, probably maybe have better things. Hopefully, you'll be on next week, Bryce.
Well, is there any topics in the news regarding the internet? I'm not ready to go yet.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Okay, well, you can go. What do you want to talk about?
What is it to talk about in the way of news? Oh, well, can we talk about that Hey Hey incident?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Well, I'd like to clear it up with people who find what they hear on the news in the US. It's not all true. We're not racist.
No.
Do we sound racist, guys?
No.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No.
No, we're not.
No. And it was just a stunt. What went bad? You don't know our humour or understand it. And that's probably the issue. We are funny people. But yeah, that sums it up.
Yeah.
Did you see my Facebook video?
Yeah, I did. I left a comment.
Yeah.
On there.
Yeah, I know. That was Trevor.
Who's Trevor?
He's an old drinking friend from Bright.
Oh, okay. cool.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Anything else, mate?
Let's look. No.
Yeah.
Computer says no.
Any else you want to talk about, Bryce? Any videos coming up at all, mate? Soon.
Maybe just the old ones. But yeah. Has anybody noticed the new Microsoft Cinema HD camera that looks like the old Apple iSight? That looks pretty sick.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I have.
Records in 720p, so...
Ooh, cool.
It's pretty cool.
Good stuff. Is it a webcam?
And,
my Logitech one.
And the PSP Go as well.
Yep.
Has anybody had a look at that?
Nah. No,
or seen?
I haven't seen it, mate.
No.
Okay. I'll have to.
Looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Is that a webcam, is it, or...?
No, the PSP Go is a, like a smaller version, more portable version of the PSP.
Oh, yeah. No, I was talking about the other thing you speak just before that.
Yeah, it's a webcam. It actually looks pretty cool, actually.
Okay, all right. How much is that, do you know at all? Or?
I'm actually not too sure, but,
I might have to get one of them.
All right, hold on, it says, off-end gadget, they reckon it's going to be about $80 US.
Oh, that's all right.
And it comes with Windows 7 compatibility and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But they say that you need at least a dual-core processor because it records in HD and that, so it needs to have a powerful processor. But looks pretty good, though.
All right. Cool. And that when will that be out in Australia, do you know?
They say it'll be out in about September-ish, so what are we in October now? So, yeah, it should be here.
Should be here. What, this year or?
Yeah, this year.
All right, cool. All right, mate. Anything else you want to add to the podcast before we leave? Like just a brief description on the podcast before we go so people know? Because I've been getting people asking me, is it about your blog?
Yep. it doesn't have anything to do with my blog. It's just basically a technology podcast. And yeah, that's about it, really.
Okay, and who'll be running it, me or you?
You if you want, it doesn't really matter.
I can do that, and maybe, yeah, and now, Glenn, he's going to be on full-time at all, or is he going to come on when he
I can? Think so. If you guys want to have me on, I'll be on.
Okay, now we're going to set a time. What's a good time for you, Glenn?
5, 4.
Okay, I was thinking about 12, but...
12 p.m. or 12, yeah.
12, about 12, between 12 and 1 p.m.
Okay, that'll work.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Is that cool, you, Bo, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no issues.
What about you? Is that cool, you too, Bryce?
Can we still lean towards 2, 3-ish?
Oh, yeah. Whatever fits in for you, mate. Yeah, whatever. It's for you.
It's your podcast.
Yeah. It's your podcast. Whatever you can be on whenever you want, man.
Yeah, sort of 2, 3-ish should be better.
That's cool. It's good. All right, any favourite... sites you want to throw out to people to check out?
Engadget.
Yep.
YouTube, I guess.
YouTube.
What else? ModMyEye.com. CNN, I guess. Okay.
Maybe we can get some sponsors out of this.
What else? MacRumors.com.
Yep.
ThisIs50.com.
Yep.
That's about it.
Alright. And what are you, Bo? Any favourite sites you want to give out, mate?
I like Whirlpool.
Yeah, Whirlpool's good.
.au.
Yeah.
Just looking at them now for news. What else? YouTube. We've got another one, but I don't think it's appropriate.
I just realised something. You know what, Bo? I think your voice is not getting picked up on this Audacity.
It probably won't be.
Oh, fuck.
Well, we'll wait and find out.
It might be. I'm not sure. It might be. I think it is. I'm not sure. It might be.
That's all right. We'll just trim that fuck out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just so tired. Yeah. In the way of websites, yahoo.com.au.
Yep.
10.com.au.
10, yeah. 10
That's
shit.
About it.
Yeah. I just want to give a quick shout to Dylan Combs. He was on the Tech Webcast the other day, and he was wondering why we were doing a podcast about a blog, but he was completely wrong. It's not about a blog. It's about technology. So he thought we were doing a podcast about a blog, but we're not. So just have to make that clear. So, is this going to be posted anywhere else besides your blog at all, Bryce?
Maybe my YouTube channel, maybe. Yeah. Not sure.
And I'll also put this on my blog as well. And maybe we can make a Podomatic, turn up the Podomatic as well.
Yeah.
And they can get that on iTunes.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, that's an idea.
Yeah, I might even do that actually when we're finished.
I'm going to look into that.
Yeah. What do you reckon? Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. I might do that. I might even sign up. I might even get the pro thing because you can get a free month and then... After that, you can
Pro's choose. So expensive, though, on that thing.
Well, the funny thing is, right, I my podcast on that, they haven't charged me since, when was it? I think it was July or August or something, and I've been getting Pro since then. Since that's
crazy.
Yeah, since I've been getting free stuff.
Free is it Pro. A monthly service?
Yeah, I haven't been getting charged for it.
Well,
they are going to listen podcast. To this podcast, and they're going to follow you up.
They won't know who I am. Did I say the name of the podcast?
Don't think so.
Probably. Nah. At the beginning.
What's that?
Oh, I was going to say maybe at the beginning.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So, all right, what's about it? Thanks for coming on, Bryce and Glenn and Bo. Bo's going to be on full-time every week, and so is Glenn, I think.
Well, that's up to Bryce.
Yeah, up to Bryce. Bryce, is that cool? Is that cool with having... two people on at the same time, or what do you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, just let us know what you want us to do. You know, if we're not doing it properly, just let us know.
Yes.
Because you know we want to make this good and put this podcast on your blog, and people can come back and listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. Now, what are your Twitter addresses? For you, Bo?
I'm Aussie Tech Boy.
Aussie Tech Boy. Mine's Brad Oz and Tech Webcast. And Glenn, what's your Twitter, mate?
At FP Gaming.
FP Gaming. And what's yours, Bryce?
Bills57.
Okay. That's about it. All right. This has been episode 2. Also, stay tuned for Dylan Lewis. He's going to be on in a couple of weeks as well. I've here. He's going to be quite good.
Cool.
He's going to come on and have a bit of a chat to... I'm not sure what we're going to chat to him about, but he's going to come on and have a bit of a chat on that. And...
On that note, does anyone know who Dylan Lewis is?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Does Glenn?
Oh, no. I knew him. I've known him since he came on the podcast. Your podcast, actually.
Yeah, he's done some pretty cool stuff. He's made some intros and stuff, and he's come on and it's pretty cool. I can name a few people who won't do that.
He started in community radio. Yeah. TV. Sorry, yeah. TV.
You know, that's what annoys me about people. You know, they don't take the time to do things. Other people, you know, that's really, really
And they want money for it too.
Yeah, they want money. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, this guy's done, you know, spares us some time and that sort of thing. And
it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And what Bryce said the other day on Twitter is correctly right. What you said, mate, about celebrities. If you remember what you said, which I don't remember what you said, something about.
What's that?
About Twitter, and I was mentioning something on Twitter, and you said something about.
Yeah, yeah, you said.
They don't never.
Yeah, they don't respond or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people, once they imagine that they're celebrities, they don't respond. Mm,
mm.
But yeah.
Like Paris Hilton, so. I message her all the time,
yeah,
and she gives me no response. Oh, I tell her she looks hot in her photos,
yeah,
that she tweets. But never get a response.
Well, Sarah Watson, whatever her name is, she replied back the other day. She does some stuff on Foxtel, which is quite good.
Now, sure. That's good.
I'm not sure who.
She likes her fans.
Yeah, yeah, she does. And she was actually, she was on Celebrity Chef, the host of it.
Ooh.
I think. I just seen a YouTube video.
Is she
just,
hot?
She is, actually.
Cool. She is.
I'm not sure how old she is, but she's probably around, you know, our ages. And she also got a blog as well, and I might even try and get her on, actually. Tell me a bit of a chat.
That'd be sweet.
Might ask her. What do you reckon, Bryce? Is that cool, man?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Cool, man. So, are you happy? Are you happy to get? Are you happy for me to get anyone on at all? Are you, or?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Just let me know. Just let me know what if I'm doing anything wrong or anything like that.
Yeah, that's all good, because I can't be on, you know, all the time anyway, so that's great.
Okay, cool, man. And I know you haven't got the time. I know you're busy in that, and I'm quite happy to do it.
Yep.
And I'm happy to help.
Yep. Yeah, and Bo, that's good. I think Bo's got a good radio voice too.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I did work in a radio.
Yeah.
Before I quit.
Mm. But, yeah. All right, well, that's about it. Thanks for coming on, guys, and stay tuned for episode 3 next week. And I'm going to play this intro again. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you. Thank you, Bryce, and thank you, Glenn.
Thanks.
Thank you.
No problem.
Welcome to Blister 57 Podcast with Blister 57 and Brad. Check out Blister 57's blog at blister57.com. Respect.